So let me get this straight. Peter Pan sneaks into bedroom windows at night to take children away from their homes and fly them to Neverland.
Yes.
And somehow Captain Hook is the bad guy for trying to stop him?
Wow. Yeah.
Sorry if I'm hashtag Team Hook on that one,
yeah.
But
when you put it that way,
I guess we're entitled to different opinions, yeah, especially wow. During this segment. What's on your mind? Where we go around the room and starting with Brooke. Brooke, what's on your mind?
Well, speaking of children.
Good segue.
Yeah,
go.
What's going on?
So I am assistant coaching my son's Little League team.
Aww.
Okay.
Dude, I love it.
And I have told everyone, join the team. It'll be so fun. All his little friends. Well, one friend followed through. Mm-hmm. And I love this kid. He's so rad.
Oh, no.
I hit him with a baseball, you guys.
Brooke!
He's not very good, is he?
I was playing catch with him, and it hit him not once, not twice, three times. I hit him three times with a baseball, and he's so tough, and he's so sweet, and it's like, hit him in the clavicle, and then it hit him in the shoulder. And so finally, I'm like, why don't you play with my son? You play with Alder. Thinking, this is going to solve the issue.
Yeah, same skill level.
Alder throws once and just beams the kid in the head.
Oh!
Just like mommy taught him to. I mean, shouldn't you be lightening up on your throws a little bit? Like, toss it underhand a few times?
Yeah.
I'm not throwing fastballs at him.
Really?
But like we're also not here playing pass, okay? Huh? It's baseball,
Jeff.
You got to learn sometimes.
This kid's going to go home to us, and parents are going to be like, why are there bruises on your body? And he's going to be like, Coach Brooke.
Yeah. Yeah.
He's been hitting me.
Well, that's true.
You're like conditioning
him. That's true. And I'm hoping that out of all of this, he becomes some like star player that joins the major league.
Oh,
and then I become, you know, his inspiration
in
life.
Yeah.
I don't know that that's going to happen, but I think I need to work on my coaching skills.
Okay.
Yeah. Sorry, kid out there. Yeah. More bruises.
We'll look for that ESPN 30 for 30 story about his old coach. Jose, what's been on your mind?
So you guys know how busy I am. My weekends are super packed.
Are you being sarcastic?
With relaxing.
So much going on.
All right. And so to keep that vibe going, I made a big decision recently.
Ooh.
And I have decided to hire a maid service.
What type of maid service are we talking about? Are we doing maid service or the fun type?
I think we call it housekeeping now.
Yeah, that's good. Okay.
He said maid service.
That was why. They call themselves a maid service, but we call it housekeeping.
Okay.
Look, we all know my place isn't that big, but if you can just like sweep the floors, you know, clean the counters while I'm playing video games.
Do you leave or do you just let them clean around you? You like lift up your feet and let them vacuum underneath.
My complex lets them in, but it's at their convenience, so I could be home.
Okay.
You know, because we get home early in the afternoon.
You could just be taking a nap.
Change the sheets. Don't wake me.
They do that table trick where you pull the tablecloth out and someone's still in there.
I would so let him do
that. That'd be worth the money.
So I'm going to have a very clean apartment, finally, even though I never have people over, and I never do anything.
Oh, okay.
Well, sounds like totally worth it.
$2,000 well spent. Yeah. Good job, Jose. Alexis, what's been on your mind?
So recently, like a few weeks ago, I decided I was going to teach myself Spanish.
Why?
Just because, like, why not?
How do you teach yourself if you don't know the language?
On an app. On an app. Because I'm on my phone so much anyways. Okay. I'm like, I'm going to get an app. Okay.
Yeah, I tried that for a hot minute,
too. Yeah, so I hit, like, a two-week streak on it.
Yeah.
And I was like, all right, I'm going to tell my friends now that I'm not as embarrassed.
Yeah.
And because some of them know it. And maybe they can, like, speak it with me, you know?
Okay.
So I told them to quiz me. And then that's when I realized I don't know anything. Like, I only learned how to say, like, items, not, like, conversation topics.
Well, you only did it for 2 weeks.
Yeah. So, and then I was testing with them, and I was trying to tell them I eat apples, because I can say that really well. Yeah.
How do you say it?
But they said I wear shoes, is what I said to them.
Wait,
so, like,
is it zapatos, shoes, and manzana is
apple? Yeah, it is manzana.
Okay.
See, I knew it. I did learn something. Anyways, I feel like 2 weeks I'm kind of can just say I drink milk and I drink water and I'm a woman. And that's what I learned.
Okay.
I thought you'd be a little more proud.
She's a milk drinking woman.
Yeah, I am.
Congratulations.
Walking around Mexico. Hi, I eat apples.
Yeah.
Worst foreign language app advertisement ever.
Yeah, don't even tell us what the app is.
We don't want to know.
All right, Jeffrey, what's on your mind?
Well, we've been all working together for so long now that I'm not surprised anymore when Brooke says something cold and completely insensitive about people.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
I didn't mean to beat the kid up. Right. It's an accident.
I mean, I just kind of expect it now. But the other day, I was shocked by something that she said in the producer's booth. Not with anybody else around.
Brooke, what did you do?
Oh, my God.
And I'm going to ask Brooke politely that you please don't interrupt me during my retelling of the facts.
Okay, so here's the thing. Whenever you say that, that means the next 2 minutes of your talk is going to be utter lies.
Brooke, this is what's on my mind, not what's on yours.
Okay, spill your conspiracy crap.
Brooke was explaining that she has a trip planned coming up here,
yes,
but they changed her flight times.
They did.
Mm-kay. Brooke's response, call the airlines and demand that they change it back.
No way!
The audacity. Don't answer me, Brooke.
I called the airline to see if there was another option.
You told them to change the flight back to their original time, thinking that you are more important than the other 272 passengers that have booked the flight.
Don't answer me, but where do you get off? And I did not tell them to do that, but I will say, this whole flight change thing that they keep doing to people is BS. That's why Brooke called to see if I paid the fare.
Now I run the plane schedule. I'm in charge of the pilots and your stewards. They all work for me now.
Do you know who I am?
Alexis, can you believe that she did that?
Yes.
Yeah, you can, yes. So, anyway, what's the takeaway for any of our listeners at home?
Yeah.
Don't travel the same time Brooke is having her vacations, because she runs the airlines and nobody else gets a say.
Or do travel with Brooke. You'll leave on time.
That's what's been on our minds. Text in 78592. Tell us what's been on yours. It's Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning.
Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning.